Happy New Year, Supers! I know that this episode comes a bit late, and that's because I had the most wonderful, but also the most terrible end of 2023 and start of 2024. And let me explain. Wonderful because my family who lives abroad all got to go home and we spent the holidays together on the beach. It was so ang saya makasama ng pamilya talaga, especially when you are not used to spending the holidays with them because they live abroad. I'm sure those with family members who live far from them can relate. And so talagang ninamnam ko yon. I did a social media break and was just fully present to enjoy time with my brother, with my sister, with my whole family. It was great. Terrible because leading up to Christmas and even on Christmas Day, I was sick. So my kids, when they ended school before the Christmas break, got the bug. One was a viral infection, one was a bacterial infection, and when they were getting better, ako naman ang nahawa. And I was down for 4 days. I have never experienced that before. I felt so helpless, but thankfully got better just in time to join my family at the beach. And then, just recently, I got sick again, this time because of acid reflux. And I mentioned this to my podcast producer, Mel, because I wasn't able to submit an episode last Monday. And in fact, I was supposed to submit one even last week. And she said, well, welcome to your 40s. And wow, now I am finally feeling it. I super love being 40, but at the same time, it really teaches you that health is wealth and taking care of yourself is so important. And today, thankfully, I feel much, much better. I don't know if you hear it in my voice. It's still a bit not fully there. But I did want to make sure that I stick to my plan, which is making the first episode of this year all about my theme and your theme and helping you think of your theme for the year. So, thank you for joining me. Let's get right to it. Hello, Supers! This is Paano Ba To, the podcast created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Like I mentioned, today it's a solo episode on the pod where we'll be talking about our theme for the year. If you have been a longtime follower of Paano Ba To, mula pa sa podcast or way back in YouTube days pa lang, you will be familiar with this concept of a theme for the year. It's not a New Year's resolution. It's not a goal that you're setting for yourself. It's really like this guiding word that will help you make decisions or sort of give you some clarity on the road ahead, specifically for this year. So, what is your theme for 2024? If you type up here on Spotify or even on YouTube, Paano Ba To theme, as in T-H-E-M-E, you'll see several episodes throughout the years of me talking about my theme for the year. And this is an idea that me, along with my friends, Lynn, Anna, and Shelly, have been doing, I guess, over a decade officially now. And we are each other's check and balance. You know, we share our words to each other at the start of a year. And then every so often, we check up on each other how we're doing with our theme for the year. And so far, it has really helped us immensely with, I guess, where we want to go generally and the kind of person that we want to be. Now, before I share what my theme for the year for 2024 is, I'd like to rewind and talk a bit about how my theme last year worked for me. So my theme for 2023 was vision. That was my word for the year, vision 2023. And it's because last year was the year I turned 40, and I wanted 2023 to be the year where I sort of have a vision of what this next decade of my life will be like. And I have to say, this has been one of my favorite words ever as a theme. It worked so well for me. I feel like ang dami kong na-accomplish, ang dami kong nagawa, ang dami kong na-lusutan, na-balance. I was present so many times. I said yes and no to the right things I feel, and that is my vision for myself in the next 10 years. Like if mag-groundhog year yung 2023 ko in the next 10 years, that would be great. But of course, that doesn't happen. But I see like the way, I guess, I made decisions, enjoyed life, spent my time in 2023, that is how I envision my next 10 years or the next decade of my life to be. So vision worked out really, really well for me. And before I share with you what my theme for 2024 is, I invited a few of our supers through our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group, to share their themes for 2024. And it's always so eye-opening to me to hear your themes because it sort of broadens, I guess, my idea of what themes could be and where you're taking it. But also at the same time, I wanted to share this for those who have yet to figure out their theme for 2024. So first, let's start off with Leo. He is a regular, I guess you would say that, here on Paano Ba To. He was one of those that we got to feature on Paano Ba To with a partnership with GCash. And Leo shares his theme for the year. Listen to this.
Hi everyone, I am Leo Mendiola of OOLeo.ph and I'm currently living in Makati. My main theme for 2024 is rekindling. Rekindling relationships, rekindling passion, rekindling faith. Since February 2020, I deprioritized some of my goals and hobbies to focus more on health to survive the pandemic. Now that we conquer one of the biggest challenges of humanity, I vow to rekindle those goals and hobbies that I set for myself. I plan to rekindle my relationships with my family by spending more quality time with them, especially visiting them in Batangas. I plan to rekindle my passion to health and wellness by going back to running and dedicating myself to a more active lifestyle. I plan to rekindle my faith by connecting more with the divine and thanking the universe for all the blessings I am receiving and will receive in the future. This entry is also making myself more accountable in reaching my theme for 2024.
I really, really like that theme, rekindling. And it's true, no? Parang during the pandemic, ang dami nating isinantabi. Or we put aside several goals or dreams for ourselves because it was the pandemic. So I love that theme, rekindling. So does that resonate with you? Is there a word similar to it, close to it, that you'd like your theme for 2024 to be? Maybe you can jot down notes and figure out what your theme is by the end of this episode. Aside from Leo, I wanted to share the theme that Arian, one of our supers, shared as well. Now, I regularly see Arian in our private Facebook group as well. And I love that she shared a more vulnerable side of her in this clip. Listen to this.
Hello, fellow supers. This is Arian Ramos from Pasig City. I did not have a theme for 2023, but if there's a word that would probably perfectly describe this year for me, it's surviving 2023. It has really been an exhausting, difficult year for me. And the Paano Ba To group, this podcast, actually was really helpful in maintaining a positive vibe and a positive outlook in life. So thank you so much. For 2024, my theme is going to be Redemption 2024. Everything that I have manifested, everything that I have worked hard for, hopefully will come into fruition this 2024. I have a very, very optimistic and positive outlook that this is going to be a year for dreams that are finally going to come true. And hopefully a more healthier version of me this 2024.
I love the giggle in that theme. I've also had past themes that sort of had a giggle vibe, like really like a strong energetic vibe. And I am wishing you luck and wishing you the best, Arian, on your theme. And thank you so much that you feel the Paano Ba To group and even Paano Ba To, the podcast and the YouTube channel, has helped you through your tough year. And yeah, it was, wow, it was really a tough year. And definitely, especially with my state right now, yes to good health. Okay, I wanted to share one last theme from one of our supers. This is Donjo, who was a big part of Paano Ba To in 2023 because he was at the Here For It, the first podcast festival, and he was also part of Paano Ba To Live Volume 12. So this is Donjo.
Hello, supers! This is Donjo Donato from Laguna. I am holding on to my new manifestation, which is Visible Felt. All the ups and downs that I had encountered this year, 2023, elevated me to greater heights. And indeed, it made me soar to new altitudes, like immersing myself to new hobbies, and one of which is reading. Yes, reading, pagbabasa. As someone who has no interest in reading at all, as in, I am just happy and proud of my small win in finishing 4 books this year. One of the books that I have read is by Austin Kleon, and the title of the book is Show Your Work. According to him, if your work isn't online, it doesn't exist. Working in a creative industry challenges my guts to put a spotlight on my works, whether it's a video content, painting, article, novel, photographs, podcast, yeah, even podcast, and hosting reels. I don't know, for some reason, parang nahihiya ako and I'm not really used to it. But this year, I am letting go of my hesitations, and I am asking God to give me the courage to make my creations visible felt by the community, as all of this is backed up by a deeper purpose, which is to inspire and motivate. So to my fellow supers, let's make our community a fostering space by amplifying the causes we stand for. Let's make our work of art, or simply our works in general, wherever you are, kung nasa workplace ka, basta meron kang ginagawa, or yung mga gawa mo, let's make them visible felt, as it can be a channel of blessings to others.
That is a very interesting theme. I love how you can also put two words together to like drive a stronger point, because it's not just about being visible, it's also about being felt. That's such a powerful theme, Donjo, and thank you so much for sharing it. And I also love what you said about everyone in this community sort of helping each other amplify each other's messages or advocacies, or joining forces if you believe in similar causes. Sana we can make that happen more this year, 2024. Okay, as promised, I will be sharing my theme for 2024. And to be honest, this came to me sort of late na last year, but the word kept popping up and I felt like, wow, parang it's really something that keeps presenting itself in my head. So this might be my word for 2024. And that word is clarity. I feel it's a good complement to vision, my word for last year, because so in my head, okay, na-envision ko na kung ano yung gusto ko mangyari sa akin in this next decade of my life. But right now, let's get back to basics. Let's get to the bottom of things. I want to be clear on a lot of things. I want to have clarity on a lot of things, whether it be personal, professional, in the extracurricular things that I do. I think 2023 was such a busy year that a lot of times I would do things, not naman on autopilot, I felt I was present, but it was more of like, it was such a hustle year. And right now, I guess clarity goes with intentionality, goes with, I wouldn't say slower pace, but a deepened pace. I don't know if that makes sense at all. But for me, clarity as a word for this year is, I guess, a lot of things that I've been putting off to sort out in my head or to map out in my head. Yung hihimayin ko, I guess this is the year that I want to seek clarity on things that I have been putting off or have been procrastinating on, I guess. And so I hope that this word really guides me well in 2024. I may not have started 2024 in the best way. Actually, it was in the best and worst way because family time, sick. I don't quite know yet anong timpla ng 2024 para sa akin. But of course, I am hope-filled and I am expecting it to be a steady, purposeful, busog, and clear year for me as well as my family. And of course, a year of good health for me, for my loved ones, and to everyone listening to this because health is wealth. So yeah, clarity is my word for 2024, and I hope this episode sort of has helped you find your theme for 2024 in case you haven't yet. So yeah. As always, supers, I would love to hear what you think. Please, please do share your theme for 2024 with me. Please do tag me at I'm Super Bianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter. And also, please do tag and follow Paano Ba To on Instagram. I'd love to compile all your different themes and sort of make a way for us to learn from each other. And I'm sure we'll also find themes na, oy, that was my theme 2 years ago. It worked well for me. And maybe you can share tips with each other regarding how that theme went for you. So yeah, you can also join our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. Thank you so much for joining me for the first episode of 2024. Woohoo! And if you are new to this podcast, I would like to invite you to please click the follow button and the bell button so that you know every time there is a new episode drop. And also, of course, in case you haven't yet, please do give Paano Ba To the podcast a 5-star rating if you like this episode. Thank you so much to everyone who binged the past Paano Ba To episodes that we had in December throughout the break. Maraming salamat. So yeah, I'll see you all and I'll catch you all in our next episode. This is Paano Ba To, the podcast created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!